Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine you have two friends who are obsessed with crime, murder, mayhem, and unsolved mysteries. They have a passion for breaking down cases that have been cold for years. Welcome to Generation Y, a podcast where hosts Aaron and Justin give startling theories, dive into forensic evidence, and share their bold opinions. They dig deep, looking for answers on cases of missing spouses, mysterious murders, serial killers, and more. In a chilling episode, Peter Bergna's truck crashed off a cliff near Reno. His wife, Renette, died, but Peter survived. Was it an accident, or did he intentionally crash? Generation Y reviews every detail of these cases to uncover the truth. You're about to hear a preview of the Generation Y podcast. While you're listening, follow the Generation Y podcast on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Wondery, feel the story.
All right. With that, tonight's case happened in 1998 in Reno, Nevada, or closer to Lake Tahoe, really, on the Nevada side. A man and his wife are driving down the mountain and have a terrible accident. The man survives, but his wife tragically dies. He calls 911, gets help. When the police show up, though, they don't feel like everything's as it seems. What are we talking about tonight, Aaron?
Tonight, we're talking about the June 1st, 1998 death of Renette Bergna.
Now, Peter and Renette, they lived in Incline Village, which is a little town that's on the northern east side of Lake Tahoe. They say it's an upper middle class community. Well, it's definitely upper. Peter worked as an art appraiser for Butterfield and Butterfield. It was a San Francisco-based auction house. And his wife was a pharmacist. Peter had previously been married before he met his wife, Renette. They would end up getting married in 87. They had adopted a son. Renette had grown up on a dairy farm.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She graduated in 1967, and she went on to the University of California at David in 1971. She had wanted to be a pediatrician, but changed that to pharmaceuticals. She was extremely successful in her career and was elected president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Nevada in 1994. Her family describes her as very loving and kind, and everybody liked her. Peter and Renette, their combined income was about $200,000 a year, and they liked their luxurious things.
In 1998, Peter was 45 and Renette was 49. They'd been married about 11 years at that point. On May 31st, 1998, Renette was coming back home after a six-week tour in Italy. And Peter left a school booster club function so he could get to the airport in time to pick her up. He was driving his 1997 Ford F-150 pickup.
It's not a Ford Ranger, but it's an F-150, right?
Yeah. On the way there, he stopped to get some gas. And then at 10:15, he picked her up from the airport. But Peter wasn't just going to take her home. He wanted to talk with her, maybe get some things off his chest. So they go for a drive, and he's telling her that he wants to talk to her about the marriage because he has some concerns, mostly because she's been traveling a lot. And he ends up stopping at what he says is one of his favorite spots. And it's at the top of Slide Mountain. So he goes to a dead-end access road near Mount Rose Ski Resort, and he parked his truck. This is also kind of a romantic spot. And you might think, well, he's hoping this has a good ending. He's setting the right mood, even though he's going to have to talk about some things that, you know, might not go down so well. So they have their talk. And he said, let's go to an overlook area so we can look out at Reno. So they head down the road. And as they're approaching a sharp curve, he said his brakes failed. The truck took a turn to the right and ended up crashing through the guardrail. And the truck began to slide down the mountain. Peter says he shouted, Renette, we're not stopping. Now, he says he doesn't remember at that point if he was still trying to hit the brakes or not. But he says the next moment, all he knows is he's suddenly on the ground on the side of the mountain, watching the truck go down the mountain, which is about an 800-foot drop.
You've just heard a preview of the Generation Y podcast. Listen to the rest of this episode wherever you get your podcasts.